Yes, klal asuye basa chazir. Habayis says no. Even by basa chazir, since it's also for to eat the meat, is something she can't do. The tnai is bottle. Kizeh, where is their case to get? Is good. The tnai is good. Lamute plani. In the case when the husband makes a tnai that she should live with that man, that tnai is kayim, because there it's possible to do it in life from where there's no issa. He's not an heir to her, so therefore it's possible to pay him money and he'll do it. That's called something that could be done. Mashenke, where it's issa to do it, then Abaye holds the tnai is bottle. So that's what Machlokes Abaye Barava. And Rava holds by stam and issa, since she could do it, the tnai means something. Only when the tnai is if she lives with her husband, with her father, or with his father, that's something that can't be done. That's something she can't get them to do it. That's called the tnai that she can't do, that the tnai is bottle.
Like this.
Right. Meisa, the kash like this. Says, Hareze gitcho al menashe toichle bosa chazir. The husband gives his wife a get on the condition that she's going to eat chazir. V'yem hoysa zoros, if she was a bas Yisrael, al menashe toichle betruma. I'll give you a get on menashe that you eat truma. She has to do an issa. V'yem hoysa nezira, al menashe tishti yayin. So locher is, Niskayim atin oros, if she's a nezira, she will drink wine, do an issa. So it says clearly here, Niskayim atinai, hareze get. But if she's Mekayim the Tanai, then the get is a good. V'yimla, but if she does not do this Tanai, then the locher is ain't a get. The get is no good. So the question is why? L'rov, according to Rav, it's very good. Even though there's an Isser involved, but so what? Since she could do it, therefore the Tanai means something that says good, why you have to have a Tanai. But L'abaye Kasha, according to Abaye, it's a Kasha. Abaye says something that she's also to do. It's called it can't be done, Tanai is bottle. Here it says the Tanai is good. So where it says, Omulach Abaye, Abaye says back, V'yimla v'enegit. So where it says, L'rov v'nichel, Abaye, according to Abaye, it's a kasha. Omulach Abaye, Abaye says back, Mi savrit divrei hakli, this price goes according to everybody, Hatel yomani rabbonini. This price goes according to the rabbonin. In other words, Abaye, there's a machlokes tanoim about this, enechnami. According to Abaye, though, this tanai would be bottle. Since she has to do an issur involved, therefore, since she has to do an issur involved, this tanai would be bottle. So go saskum achloges abayet rofa. On the condition that she could only do it through an issur, is that called a good tanai or not? So where is the question though? For typically, like even if you want to say the condition like is good, how can the condition be good though? For typically, the masna mashkosa batera. This is a condition going against what the Torah says. And the klal is, v'chol ha-masna mashkosa batera tanai bottle. Whenever you go against what the Torah says, the tanai is bottle. But there's a lach of yuchas tanoim. Tanoim, I learn from Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, only tanoim that go with the gidri Torah. But to do something against the Torah, the tanai is bottle. So how could the husband like make such a tanai that she has to eat pig? L'chur, it's against the Torah. So l'chur, that tanai should be bottle and the get should be good without the kima of the tanai. L'chur, it should be a kasha upon Rava. And Rava says that Tanai is called the good Tanai. So Morin says, Omer Rav Adab Reid Raviko, Ki Amrina, when do we say this klal? Of Mas Namashkos of Atoira. Tanai bottle, when do we say this klal that the Tanai is bottle? Kagoin Sheiruk Susub Yanosa. When a man marries his wife, and the Arise is Mechuyiv right away to feed her, to clothe her, and to live with her, and he makes a Tanai condition, no, I'm marrying you, I'm Manasseh, I'm not going to feed you, I'm not going to clothe you, I'm not going to live with you. So such a case, there the tanai is votel. To ka'okra, because he's being like, he's going against clearly what the Torah says. Avalokha, but over here, iyu ka'okra. But over here, the husband that's making the tanai, he's not going against the Torah. She is the one that's going against the Torah. So since she's doing it, not here, not the one that's making the condition, therefore maybe that condition could be good. All right, turn over. In other words, Masna Mashkos Batera is only the one that makes the condition, he can't go against the Torah. But over here, the husband is not going against the Torah, it's only up to her. So Mari asks back, so what? Like Mask of La Ravina, Kolom Ka'okra Ihi, Evelukyuma La Tanai Didei. Like for what purpose is she going to eat Chazer? She's not eating Chazer because she wants to eat Chazer. She's only eating Chazer right now to be Makai in his Tanai. So again, it's called his Tanai right now is being Iker Adav in Minat Torah. So that's the cloud that Tanoim cannot help. Tanoim can only be if you make condition something that doesn't go against the Torah. But a condition that would make somebody go against the Torah, that condition is not called a good Tanai. That Tanai has no power to be here, and therefore since Lamaisa, the husband, is giving the get, just he wants to make a Tanai in this get, that the get should only be good if she's Chazir, that Tanai has no power to be a condition. Therefore, still back to Kasha, the get should be good no matter what. And this condition to have to eat Chazir should be bottled, should not be here. That's not called a Tanai, if the Tanai makes you go against the Torah. Gemara says no. This is part of the Moskasha. But if you must not today, Ishtakar Diyu Kokar. So it comes out again, who's making the Biyaka the Torah? He is. It's his Tanai in the Ger that's making her eat the Chazir. So again, it's called his Tanai that's being like the Dovim in Torah. So why is this Tanai called the good Tanai? And this the Gemara answers, Elo Amar Rabin Ravina says like this. Ki Amrin, and when do we say this cloud of Masna Mashakosa Batera, Tanai bottle? When do we say the cloud is that the Tanai is bottle, Tanai has no power to go against something the Torah says, to go in Sheruk Susub Yanoso, to Vada Koker. That's a Vada, that's for sure. Right now he's going against the Torah. Because when you get married, normal, you have a chiv to feed your wife, to close her. If you say now, with your Kedusha, you're not going to do it, your Vada 100% going against the Torah. So that Tanai has no power to be chal, that Tanai is bottle. Abul Hocha, but over here, when the husband gives his wife a get, and he tells her this get is only going to be good if you eat chazir, mi komalo, did the husband tell her, loy sagid lo yochlo, that like in all cases you have to eat the chazir? Does the Tanai say that she has to eat the chazir? Loy techev lo tigarish. If she doesn't want to eat, don't eat. She won't have a get. See, this Tanai is not Vade going against the Torah. He's giving her a get. True. Like, he's only saying that this get can't be good unless you eat Chazir. Now, does she have to eat Chazir? No. She doesn't have to eat Chazir. If she doesn't eat Chazir, what's going to be? She won't eat Chazir. She just won't have a get. Okay, she won't have a get. But right now, the husband is not, like, making that she has to be over the Torah. True. If she wants the get to be a good get, then she has to go against the Torah. But since the Tanai is not for sure Vada going to make a go against the Torah, there the Tanai is Chal. Such a Tanai could be good. It's only a Tanai that the Tanai itself right now is Vada being like the Torah. But over here it's not Vada being like the Torah, therefore this Tanai is called a good Tanai. But then the Mishnah said, Ketzad Yasa Yitlenu Hemenu. The Mishnah says that we argue on your blessed the Mishnah, and we hold if you give a get, and you told your wife Chutz, you told your wife that she can marry anybody, just not one person, the get is no good. What do you do, the Mishnah says? You should take the get back from your wife and give it to her a second time and tell her now you mutter to everybody. Tomorrow says, Mantan, who's the Tana about Mishnah that you have to take the get back from your wife and give it to a second time? Or Machizki Yerem Shim Ben Alozi. It goes on to Shim Ben Alozi. The Tani would not like this. Yerem Shim Ben Alozi Weimer. Achi Itleno Heineno V'yasev Yedneno Lo. The get is only good when you take it back from her and then give it to her over again. For Yoimlo, and you have to tell her, here is your get. Now, that was the Mishnah we had before in Azurik, that if the man throws a piece of paper to his wife, and first he just tells her it's a check, it's a shtar chayvi, and later he tells her, no, it was really a get that I gave you. So there, Rav Shimon Lozer says that the get is no good unless first the husband takes it back and then gives it to her. The Rabbanan over there said no. The husband threw the piece of paper, she took it, so she didn't know it was a get, so it's enough if the husband just told the lady, you know what I gave you was a get, but he does not have to take it back from her. So the Chura our Mishnah here that says the husband has to take it back from her and give it to her a second time goes like the like of Shimon ben Elazar. Then the Gemara says no. Rabbi Yechonon says, I'll tell you, afilu tamer Rabbi. Even if you want to say that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi, to Lechayim. So Rashi says, the Rebbe, what L'chayn Omar, so Rashi says it means Rav Kana. His Rav Kana says over, Shoy Mishlechem Yibovel, he was from you from Bovel. Shol, he went up to Eretz Yisrael. Lom Atem Rebbe, he learned Torah from Yechon. Kaminu Begoz Abasra, Visholu Mimenu, Harvi Yechon, a lot of questions there, Devor Melu, Kom Reb Yechon, Mechol Duchtid L'chayn Omar. Yevol, Kom Reb Yechon, Mechol Duchtid L'chayn Omar. When Rav Kana is the one that said this, that what he said like this, they'll tell you, Shani Yoch, here it's different. And now Mishnah could be everybody agrees when the husband first gave her the get and he told her, here's your get, but chutz mipleini, you can't marry one person. So we hold that get as possible. After the get is possible true, the get's not called a good get. But it helps for one thing. That get helps that she's called a grushin, a get to a kayin. That even if the husband would die right now, she's not allowed to marry to a kayin. Because to a kayin, such a get, even though it's not matter to anybody, we have before psukim, that lamaisa she's still called a grushin, she can't marry a kayin. So here, when the get was given to a chutz, it's called the get p'psul. So therefore, such a get, the husband cannot use it over again until he takes it back from her and gives it to her a second time. Mashenka, the Mishnah before, there the Rabbanan say, if the husband first threw her this get, he didn't tell her it was a get, he just said it was a check, it was a shtar chayiv. So there the Rabbanan said that later when the husband decides to tell her, all he has to do is just tell her that I gave you the get. Because when it was first given, it wasn't given the psul. There's nothing really wrong with it. It's just that he didn't notify her that it was a get. Says so, later on, notify the get is good. But in our case over here, the get was given. It was called the get that was given over. After they cast that she can't remarry to a kain because of this get. But this get is psul. So therefore, if the get is psul, the only way the get could be reused, if you take it back from her and give it over again. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be kosful b'toichai? Let's say this condition of chutz was written inside the get, then there's no way to reuse this get. Even if they erase the get, he cannot use the get over again. Omer Rav Safra of Safra says, kisvu b'toichai tenan. That the Mishnah says it's possible only if it was written inside the get chutz. Inside the get itself, the husband wrote down, or the sefer wrote down, chutz, that with this get you mut the gemara to anybody, excluding one person. Then this get is possible, you can't use it later, even if you erase it. So Marcel treat, of course that's John the Mishnah. Kisu b'toicha tenan. Our Mishnah says that that's kisu b'toicha tenan. So what are you telling me, Rav Safra? So Marcel says, yes, it's l'chidosh here. Now the time I would have thought to say, hani mili li'achar ha-terif. When is there such a psul? Only if the husband... when we say now if it's about peh, to get this kosher, that's only if the husband told the sefer after the sefer wrote the main part of the get. Let's say before the sefer went to write, the terif is the main part of the get, the names and the places. So before the sefer wrote down the terif of the get, the husband told the sefer that I want to make this get into a chutz, even though the sefer didn't write it down, but as long as the husband told it to the sefer before he wrote the main part of the get, maybe then the get would also be possible. Since the sefer knew that this get was going to be with the chutz, so b'shasi's writing it, he's not writing it l'shmo. So maybe the get will be possible. Kamash malon. That's from Safra's chiddush. No, not like that. That as long as the word chutz is not found inside the get, even though the husband told the sefer about this right away, still the get could be used. That's what Safra says. But Rav Amar, Rav says no. Loishon vel liachra teruf. When do we say if it's about peh, the get could be good only if the husband told the sefer after the sefer wrote the main part of the get. Avol lefnei ha-teruf, but if the husband told the sefer before the sefer wrote the teruf, the main part of the get, afilu ha-peh nami posel. Even about peh also the get is posel. And then what it says now, v'yoz the rov l'tam, and rov goes according to his tam. T'yomulu rov l'hanul d'ksi v'giti. Rov told to the sefer to write a get, shtuku shtuku l'bal. Keep the husband quiet. Don't let the husband tell you any conditions until you write the tariff of the get, the Gita. Because if the husband is going to tell you conditions before you write the tariff of the get, she knows it's going to be possible. So that's Rav Shita. Tana Rabbanim will learn like this, Kol atnoyim poislim the get. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. I think I'm going to lose tomorrow night. We'll stop here. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that pay dollar on the base, the bottom of the Gemara. Can the Shalom was, can you write a Tanai inside the get or not? So learn like this. Tana Rabbonin. Kol ha-tanoyim poistlim beget. Any Tanai is postle if you write it inside the get. Any get is postle. Yeah, kol ha-tanoyim poistlim beget, divir Rebbe. V'chom moimrim kol she poistl ha-peh. Is poisul b'ksav. Chum say no, not every tanai that you have in the get makes the get poisul. It depends. Yeah. So chum oim yakol she poisul al peh is poisul b'ksav. Any tanai that poisuls, if the tanai is written by peh, is poisul b'ksav. V'chol she'enu poisul al peh, enu poisul b'ksav. a Tanai, that if the husband spoke out the Tanai is still kosher, the get would still be a good get, you're allowed to write that Tanai inside the get also. So that's the machlokes. If you're allowed to write any Tanai inside the get, that Rebbe makes the chumra and says no Tanayim is allowed to be written inside the get itself. And the Chum say no, listen, if the Tanai is a good Tanai, Balpeh it's good, who I did it can be b'ksav also. So Mora says like this, Chutz, if they make the Tanai a Chutz, the husband gives the get to his wife and says you mutter to everybody, Chutz, excluding one person, so we pass them like the Chum of the Mishnah, the get is posel. Says so, Chutz she posel apeh is posel b'ksav, who I did the get is also posel if you write it inside the get. But Almanas, a Tanai of Almanas, if Shein or Posel up here, if the husband speaks this out, the get is not Posel. So I'll tell you, Ain't a Posel of Iksav, who I didn't, does not Posel it in the Iksav, the get is also kosher. Thus, even though this Tanai was written inside the get, like so what? Just like if you speak out the Tanai, the Tanai is still kosher, the get is still kosher, who I didn't if it's written inside? So let's say this. Omarab, yes, so Chutz, but we don't know. Omer Rav Zeira, Machloikis Lifnei HaTeruf. Rav Zeira learns, where is the Machloikis over here? Only Lifnei HaTeruf. Means before the Sefer wrote down the main part of the get. So Rashi says, Machloikis of Dalmanas, the Rebbe V'Rabbonin. That's what Rebbe says, if you write a Tanai of Almanas in the get becomes Posel, that only it was written like before the Sefer wrote the Teruf of the get. The Rebbe Sava Rebbe holds Gazrina and Almanas al Tachutz. Even if you only write a Tanai of Almanas, it's a Gzeira, maybe you come to write the Tanai of Chutz also in the get. For Rabbonin Savri Loi Gazrina, no, this Gzeira we don't make Almanas al Tachutz. So regular Tanai of Almanas is a kosher get. Only Chutz is a posel. Avli Acher HaTeruf. But if they write the Tanai of Almanas after the Teruf, Divrei Hakol Kosher.